So I would say, for manifesting a glow up, try to learn something new, listen to a podcast, read a news article, watch a really good movie, just try and consume something new. And then when you're having a conversation with someone, find a way to bring it up, and it makes you more interesting. It just builds your confidence because you're like, I have this knowledge of something and I'm passionate about it and I get to share it. Inner confidence is what shines through. That's magnetic. That's your aura. That's your energy. How you treat yourself is going to reflect outwards. Hi guys, welcome to a new episode of Synced Up. I am in my parents' apartment in Palm Beach. We have Buddha present, so you already know it's going to be a good episode. So I put on my Instagram a poll question thing, and I asked what questions you guys have so that I can film a Q&A just answering what you guys want to know. So I'm going to get right into it. Number one, someone asked, what are your tips for developing your energy? And if I'm going to be completely honest, I don't know exactly what this means, but I will say, I always say, your energy is your greatest asset. I feel like I didn't always show up with that energy where it was what I was known for. Yes, I always had a lot of energy because of ADHD, but it wasn't, there was a shift totally where I started going places and people would make comments about my energy. They would just be like, I love your energy. I love being around you. And that wasn't always like that. So I would say the one, and this is all gradual, it's all over time. But I remember during COVID 2020, that's when I started to meditate. And I didn't meditate every day. That's also when I started to journal. And I didn't journal every day either. But I remember I started out with writing 3 things that I'm grateful for that day. That was my journaling practice. And then it went up to 10. And then it just started to slowly evolve the more I dove into the work. But that was probably over the course of the entire summer. So if you just start to implement any of these things over time, it's naturally going to grow. You just have to stick with it, and you will, because you'll notice the difference. And that's why I feel like I stick with it, is because not only does it make me feel good and help me show up better in everything that I do, but to hear the positive feedback and reinforcement from other people, just basically reaffirming that the work I do is working, that definitely is so motivational. But ultimately it starts within, like how you feel, you just feel better and you show up better, and then people reflect that back to you. But the number one thing that I started doing was meditating. And I posted also on my Instagram story all the guided meditations that I do. Listen, I do not just sit in silence and try to calm my thoughts. That does not work for me. And I think it's finding the person who works for you. For instance, I like to do Melissa Wood Health. I like her walking meditations. I like Gabby Bernstein. I have her app. I actually really love her meditations. And when I start to release mine, it will probably be similar to her style because it's guided. You're thinking the whole time, but it's controlled thinking. You're visualizing a certain scenario, a certain version of yourself. And I feel like when it's guided, I just feel better. Like, I feel like I'm doing it, you know? I really like To Be Magnetic. They have a podcast called Expanded. I also have their subscription, and theirs is really deep work. Like, they have had neuroscientists on, and theirs is all about hypnosis and getting into your subconscious, and you're reprogramming your subconscious. So when you want to dive into deeper blocks, that's what I'll do. And I also love Dr. Joe Dispenza, and his meditations are free on YouTube. I've read How to Break the Habit of Being Yourself and Becoming Supernatural. Those two books talk a lot about meditation, and they have his meditations. So I highly recommend that too. But I would say meditation is the biggest thing for developing your energy, and just research, and also think about what it is about yourself that you would most like to change, or that you would most like to explore. and then just start doing research on it. But yeah, meditation, biggest transcendence. And there's been so much research done on that. But that's one. Two, I really prioritize sleep. Like, I am someone who, if I don't get 8 hours, like, even if I get seven, I'm not 100%. And sleep hygiene is something that I actually take a lot of pride in. I get really good quality sleep. And that sets up the tone for the rest of the day. Like, if I don't get a good night's sleep, I'm cranky the next day. I'm not thinking sharply. It affects my mood. It affects my energy levels, which in my job where I'm showing up online and making videos and having to be sharp and talking to people, it's very forward facing. So I got to be on. And when I don't get a lot of sleep, I'm not on. And it's really hard for me to pretend and be fake. Like, it, oh my God, actually, this was so crazy. But I was taking pictures the other day, and for whatever reason, I was in the worst mood. Like, I was just in such a bad mood. I couldn't shake it. And I don't know what it was, but you could literally see it on my face. Wait, this is a story for later. But yeah, so sleep hygiene, meditation. Well, I would also take a look at what is draining your energy. What people do you leave spending time with and think, oh, I need to like be by myself for a little bit, or I don't feel good after that interaction. Who is draining your energy? What behaviors? Like, are you snoozing your alarm for an hour? That drains your energy. Are you not going to the gym? Like, how are you showing up for yourself? It's a really also good opportunity to take some accountability and just think about what's draining your energy and how you can fix that, how you can change that, how you can adjust that, because we're not perfect. We all fall into those patterns, but it's all about recognizing it, giving yourself compassion, and then just getting back up on the horse and making a difference and making a change. Okay, the second question is three things that I'm currently working on. And I love this question. So number one, this is probably the biggest thing I'm working on right now, is learning how to self-soothe and self-regulate. So what that means is, like, if I get really triggered or I get really upset in the past, the first thing I would do is call a friend or call my mom or call my therapist, call someone. And that was my initial instinct, was to outsource and go outside of me to let myself know that I'm safe. And what this does, it disempowers us, because we're basically telling ourselves, I don't know how to soothe myself. I don't know how to regulate myself back to normal. And my therapist brought this up to me, because I would get triggered by something, and the first thing I would do is panic and call my friends instead of just sitting with the discomfort, being uncomfortable, giving the situation some space, and just being uncomfortable and feeling into it. And we're starting to do somatic practices. So that means, instead of trying to ease your anxiety or self-regulate by going through your thoughts, like going through your head and trying to rationalize it, because think about it, like, when you're really triggered, when you're really upset, anything someone says, like, that's not going to calm you down. It usually never calms you down. You're just like so hyper anxious or upset. So instead of going through the mind, we're going through the body. And what that looks like is doing something like EFT tapping, or giving yourself a hug and rubbing your, like, there's so many different somatic practices of going through your body to calm your body, which it's taken me, I'm not going to lie, it's taken me a couple years to come to terms with that. Like, I just always think the most rational, logical thing to do is to go through your mind. But I'm noticing more and more, the more that I soothe myself through my body. And at first I didn't know what that meant. Like, when my therapist would be like, what does it feel like? Where do you feel it in your body? I was like, girl, I don't know. Like, I'm freaking out. I don't know. And so that was a little bit frustrating for me. Like, it was just hard for me to comprehend. But the more that I've realized, like, going through my head, is not going to work. And I have tried different somatic practices. I'm now realizing, like, okay, this has some truth behind it. And so I'm exploring that more. Also, other ways that I have learned work for me for self-soothing is going for a walk, listening to an audiobook or a podcast or just something, and just focusing on my breath, like just taking a deep breath, walking it out. Shaking also really helps. Second one is I really like to bake and cook because you're using your hands and it takes you out of your head and into your body when you're cooking. You're fully present with that. So I'll put on music and I'll just bake something and I'm learning something new and trying something new. So I really like that too. And the third, you know, working out helps for some people. For me personally, it doesn't always help. I like walking better than an actual workout because I've tried working out before and I will just get so distracted. I can't think about anything else about other than the thing that is upsetting me. And so I've literally gone to the gym to distract myself and it doesn't work. And I've left after like 15 minutes because I'm like, fuck this. I need to just deal with this. So I would just say try getting into your body. Sometimes dancing helps. Or for me, like I like to create. So I'm or distract myself in some type of way. So yeah, that's how I've been self-soothing. The other one is something I've talked about in the podcast before, but just learning how to trust myself even more. And this goes into the self-soothing thing because when I am outsourcing and I'm trying to make myself feel better by calling a million people, I'm showing myself like I don't trust myself to take care of myself. So the ways that I have, I just got cut off. But yes, just working on trusting myself, not outsourcing opinions from people until I just know what I want to do and what I think is right, and then asking people if I still need for their opinion. But this has been a work in progress, and I used to be so bad about this, but my therapist, again, made me aware of behaviors and patterns that I was doing, and it's honestly helped with my self-esteem so much because I can trust myself and I can rely on myself, and that is huge, is just like being independent and being good on my own. And the last one is just taking more action, like putting myself out there, stop being so afraid of rejection, and just, yeah, put myself out there and start launching more things and taking more steps, because I feel like I'll do this thing where I have all these ideas and I want to do all these things, and then I just get so afraid to do it. And I don't take the action, or I'll procrastinate. And I know what the right thing to do is, and I'll just procrastinate it. But I will say, I do always end up doing it, even afraid. And that is my biggest tip, is feel the fear and do it anyway and do it scared, because there is so much magnetism on the other side. Okay, someone asked, how to stay present and stop anticipating the future. I love this question, and it can be so hard. Like, we can be so scared about the future, but I remember hearing this quote and they were like, stop worrying about something that hasn't happened because you're going to put yourself through the stress two times. Why do that? There's no point in stressing over something that you don't even know is going to happen and doing it twice. And I think the best mindset shift is everything that happens in your future is dictated on what you do now. So focus on what you're doing now, but also start to think more long term instead of like, what am I going to do in the next month, or what am I going to do in the next year? Try and think more big picture and long term, and then assess your actions now. Like, is this going to help me get to where I want to be? And if it's not, then how can I adjust that? I think that is something that so many people are worried about, is like, or that's something that so many people struggle with, is staying present. But we can only control our future. I mean, we can't really control it, but what we have control over is right now. And sometimes it helps to even make like a diagram. I'm a very visual person, so I write down things that are in my control, things that are out of my control. If it's out of my control, I don't worry about it, and I just focus on what I can control. And sometimes seeing it and writing it out, I know that writing helps me so much because it slows down my thinking and I can tend to overthink. So if I'm writing it, it's slowing down my thoughts and it's just better. Okay, a lot of people have asked me, how do you stay positive all the time? Like, how are you so energized? And I'm not, like, I'm really not. I've gone through a lot of ups and downs and in my feelings and emotions and how I'm doing. I just feel like I don't show that online because I have a whole thing. Like, my whole thing is, like, I don't come online. I don't come on Instagram or TikTok to complain because for me, it is my job. Social media is my job. And I go on and I still want to be transparent, which is why I have the podcast. But when I'm online, it's not my place to complain. It's not my job to complain. So I don't show that. But on the podcast, I like to talk about things that I have struggled with and how I end up moving through it because I feel like that's the most productive thing to do rather than just wallow in myself or feel pity on myself. I feel like from a young age, I used to hate saying like, oh, I feel hurt or what. This is probably like a trauma response, but I never liked to feel pity from people. I thought it was so embarrassing and I'd be like, no, I'm fine. Like, and you know, probably need to balance that out better, but I just don't think that pitying yourself or even pitying others is an efficient use of time. Like even when a friend is complaining to me or venting to me, I think it's way healthier and way more helpful for the other person too, that to instead of going down to where they're at and getting angry with them and upset with them. I mean, definitely empathize and be there for them, but try and just remind them of their light, remind them of their strength and be like, that is so frustrating that you're going through that, but you're strong and you got this and I'm here to support you. That's what people need, is just support, knowing that you're there and acknowledging them for their strength and reminding them of that. And that's going to give them the courage to move through. So also give that to yourself. But I'm definitely not positive all the time. I do think I have a positive outlook. Like my natural way of seeing the world is positive, like glass half full. I'm an optimist for sure. And my boyfriend says all the time, not all the time, but like, that was one of the things that we noticed when we were first dating. He was like, you are definitely an optimist and I'm more of a realist. And so I think it is just naturally my disposition that I am optimistic. And I personally like that way of thinking. I feel like it's more hopeful. It's the energy that I'm naturally vibrating at. So I'm more likely to attract things that are at that energy. I think it's like a lot of taking accountability for your thoughts and your feelings, because ultimately you do control that. You do choose to be happy and you also choose to be upset and choose to stay upset. So I was so annoyed the other day. Like I was just in such a bad mood for some reason. And it turns out I just needed to vent. I needed to vent to my mom and to my aunt. And did I feel a little bit better after venting? Yes, but it didn't completely change my mood around. I just needed a good night's sleep. And I told myself, tomorrow's a new day. I can choose to wake up and feel good today. I can choose again. I don't have to choose the same feeling. But sometimes when you're in it, like in the same day, it's hard to just flip a switch and be like, okay, I'm good now. Like sometimes you just need to take a day to be in a bad mood. And that's fine. Don't try and force yourself to be happy all the time. It's going to block it. It's counterintuitive. So just let yourself be upset. But then the next day, be like, you know what? I have the power to make a change. I choose to be in a good mood today. And you can do little things that put you in a good mood, like calling a friend and asking how they are, or telling someone how much you appreciate them, or doing some gratitude journaling, or meditation, or working out. Just doing something for yourself and making yourself happy. But that's up to you. That is all up to you. To kind of go into the next question, someone asked if I manifested a glow up. And I honestly think I did. I don't want to say like I manifested this because it didn't happen overnight. But like I said, the other day I was not in a good mood and I was taking pictures that day. every single picture that I took, you could just see it on my face. Like, I was miserable. You could feel my energy through the pictures. They were not good, and I didn't use any of them. And it was just so obvious that I was in such a bad mood. And that shows, like, your energy, people, your vibes, your energy speak louder than words. It's the first thing that people notice when you walk into a room, and it's subconscious. And I thought the pictures were so interesting because you could really tell. You could really tell. And I didn't want to use any of them. And I just think it shows, like, your mood and how you're feeling translates completely. And so in the sense of manifesting a glow up, like, yeah, because I am happier and I take care of myself and I just feel overall, generally, feel good within. And that doesn't mean that every day I'm feeling good. Like, for example, literally this week was not feeling good and it shows. But when your overall, like, general disposition is happy and just grateful and calm and at ease, it's felt and people can see it. So I would say, for manifesting a glow up, just take care of yourself. Make yourself your number one priority. Read something each day that makes you more interesting. If you listen to a podcast each day, try and learn something new. And then when you meet new people, you'll have something to talk about. I remember hearing that on a podcast. I forget which one. It was like years ago. But I love that tip, is try to learn something new. Listen to a podcast, read a news article, watch a really good movie. Just try and consume something new. And then when you're having a conversation with someone, find a way to bring it up. And it makes you more interesting. And what does that do? It expands your mind. It gives you more social confidence. It just builds your confidence because you're like, I have this knowledge of something and I'm passionate about it and I get to share it. And inner confidence is what shines through. That's magnetic. That's your aura. That's your energy. So try to learn something new. And then also, like, take care of yourself. Go to the gym. Eat nourishing foods. Like, my diet plays a huge role in my hair, my skin, my nails. Like, I take very good care of myself physically and internally, and it shows. So how you treat yourself is going to reflect outwards. And lastly, someone asked, what are my goals for 2024 and in general? And I feel like I'm very much on my discovery path, journey of finding out, like, what my purpose is, what my gifts are. But my goal is to, I want to consistently put out content, whether that's on Instagram, TikTok, podcast, YouTube, or even my website. Like, I want to put content out there that people can save and use. Like how Melissa Woodhouse, she has this cult-like following, and she puts out, she's known for her workouts and her meditations and now nutrition. Like, I would love to have that and do that and just put out workouts that people use and have a subscription program and just have, like, that cult-like community and following and have content that I'm putting out that people, that really adds value to people's lives. So that is my ultimate goal. I don't know how it's going to manifest or how it's going to look, but I know that that's how I want to feel because that gives me such a sense of purpose. Like, connection with people is huge to me. That is, like, one of my core pillars. It's just the ability to connect with people through expressing myself and authentic expression, which I like to do through podcasting or workouts or whatever, meditations. So I would like to just get into that kind of, like, consistent routine of putting something out there that people can save and really use, that's a tool and that betters their life. And for more, like, short-term goals, like, I'd love to work with Nike. I'd love to continue working on partnerships with brands that I love and get some long-term partnerships. That's a huge goal of mine for 2024. And to just continue expanding my community. I really want to expand community and build community. So yeah, we are all in this together, and I wouldn't be here without you guys. So I'm so appreciative and just am excited to continue growing with you guys. So yeah, Okay, well, that is today's episode. I hope you liked it. I hope it was interesting. If you like this episode, please rate this 5 stars. Thank you so much for being here. And I will see you next week on Synced Up. I love you. Bye.